Simon Kukhesiv Vov. Ova Kolagim Vilisparam Musaf Eva Tash Bumi. Person did not say Musaf. Does not help to say the next night because Ova Zmanu Botul Kolbon. Kolbon has to be a specific time. Siv Zayin Hezid Vilisparam Tvila Achas. He intentionally did not have the Tvila. And Tashlum Afil Tvila Snuchula. There's no Tashlum. Tashlum is only if he, by accident of Oymus, did not have him. The Rossi is Falis Nedava, then Tel Chidushim is Falis Tvila Asluch. The Chidush over here, that even though Mitzadat Din is no Tashlumim, but he can do it as a Tvila Nedava, and according to the Mechave, it does not need a Chidush. Even though the Chidush shouldn't need a Chidush, because this is a Kshu Nedava, it's no Tashlumim. And Mishra Ruben brings that the Bach and the Gros said that he does have to have a Chidush. Mishra Ruben brings the person davened Ma'ariv, in early Ma'ariv, before it was nightfall. And then he realized that he didn't have a mincha. So, what do you do now? He should have done is, he should have a mincha together with the tzibur, because it's still daytime, and then afterwards, he's having ma'ariv. The ma'ariv, he says, such a thing is not considered mazid v'lo yisparu. In other words, even though by the fact that he davened ma'ariv, he eliminated his option to have a mincha anymore, but it's not considered mazid, because he got confused. Well, he thought that halacha was, he has to daven with the tzibur. So basically, if you daven a ma'ariv before nightfall, then you should daven another tefillah afterwards, and it will work for a mon of shach. If you could daven mincha after ma'ariv, since it's daytime, it will work for mincha. If not, it will be tashlumim of mincha. It was Rosh Chodesh. In other words, he davened Rosh Chodesh. He made an early Rosh Chodesh. So since he said Yalav Yovah in the ma'ariv shmonesrei, he should say Yalav Yovah in the second tefillah. This can stay afterwards. The same thing by Shabbos. He made early Shabbos, and he chapter in daven minchiyot. He should daven the second Shabbos shmonesrei afterwards. If he was one of these people, which he seems to be that type of person, get confused, and he davened ma'ariv early on the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, so he should have said Yalav Yovah. And this guy, he really should have said teres mincha because he didn't daven minchiyot. So this guy, he skipped mincha, came time for ma'ariv to daven ma'ariv, and he forgot to say Yalav Yovah. Such a person, he shouldn't say Yalav Yov in the second one, B'tchilish, since it's still the daytime. That's really before this man. I daven Ma'ariv beforehand. That Shuvah explains that since he didn't say Yalav Yov in his first Ma'ariv, it did not usher in the Kedusha of Shchodesh. So, man, he doesn't have to say the second one. So, if you want a good riddle, how could it be that person, Lachatchila, does not say Yalav Yov in the Shchodesh? A person was Pesheya and davened in the place where he shouldn't have davened. There was excrement or whatever there, because that he wasn't Yoytze. And he didn't chat himself till after this month, he doesn't make up this field. Because then, once again, it's only by case of Shoyge. Sliv test. Nishalay's Balam, the Oyd, Shayesh, Lay's Malis, Balam, Nishasov, Shadan, Yishalay's Man, Acha, Shayigma, Oyse, Ace, he's involved in something, and he's sure he's going to have time to finish up what he's doing in Davin Mincha, let's say. So, as long as not a real mazid, considered an oinus, even though this person should have been more careful and stops his business dealings in the middle. But since he made a cheshmet to daven, he got distracted, that's still considered a shogi. Oinus. Ramah says, me, like a fila, like a yavis, man, tfila, mishim hezen mom. A vada, one should not rely on the fact that he's going to lose money to not daven mincha. It should be, the Be'alach is a chidish from the Prima Gotham, that could be, if he'll lose that more than a fifth of his possessions, he's not mechuyev to daven. Because there's a rule for nisifes, that you don't have to give up more than a 50 possessions. Kamavan, this is all in a case where it's very clear cut that you can lose the money. You have a shash, maybe, even it's sad that if you took, it was just a weak shash, maybe you can't even make it to tefillah afterwards, because it's considered peshe. So, sif test, tod lo yispal al mincha erev Shabbos, yispal av yishtayim shel Shabbos. Someone who didn't daven mincha on Friday, he has to make tashlumin. The tashlumin always is the nusach of the tefillah that you are saying in the second tefillah. So, even though you didn't daven a weekday shmoneh esrei, but you do the tashlumin, you do a Shabbos shmoneh esrei. The first thing you do is shame. Arvis v'shniel v'tashlumin. Says Ramah Bodin, lo yispal mincha erev Rosh Chodesh, mispal shel Rosh Chodesh. If you daven mincha erev Rosh Chodesh, he says Yalav Yovah in both of them. Ve'im loy, iski Yalav Yovah v'yishoyna. What happens if this guy Once again, he forgot that Mincha Erev Rosh Chodesh. He forgot Yad V'Yavo in his Ma'ariv. And then the second one, he said Yad V'Yavo. Then he had to daven again because he made it recognizable that the first one was not the Chiyuv, it was the Tashlum for the previous day. And the second one was for the Chayv. We saw by Abdul. Mishabur adds to this, it's talking about a case where the one he took for Tashlum was for a weekday Shemon Esrei. What happens if it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh? And he forgot Mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and then by Ma'ariv, forgot Yad V'Yavo from the first one, and he said it by the second one. So in such a case, we don't have a proof from the fact that he forgot Yad V'Yavo the first one, that he wanted that for the Chayv, because even for the Chayv, he should have said Yad V'Yavo. I mean, we don't write that he meant it for Tashlumin, because even the Tashlumin, that mixed up. So another thing is, that the average the Ramos said over here, that the first one he said, he did not say Yad V'Yavo, the second one he did say Yad V'Yavo. Once again, we're talking about Erev Rosh Chodesh, he forgot Mincha. Like Ma'ariv, first one he did not say Yad V'Yavo, the second one he did say Yad V'Yavo. So Minastam, we assume that he wanted the first one to be Tashlumin. But if he knows for sure he wanted for Chayv, he just forgot Yad V'Yavo, then it's, everything's alright, and he used the second one for Tashlumin.